More on the NBA Finals. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline from Boston, site of tonight's Game 1 between the Celtics and Mavericks, is our longtime sports expert, Ribby Paltz. Good morning.
Hey, my man. Hey, Georgia. What's happening, guys?
Hey, Ribby.
It's getting sportsy, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
Love it. This Ribby Report brought to you by the Ultimate Fart Blaster.
Oh, you've got a sponsor now?
I got a sponsor, yeah. It's the greatest wedding gift of all time. So if you know someone who's getting married, get them the Ultimate Fart Blaster.
Okay.
Can you believe the Paltz Sports Newsletter is still going strong?
After all these years.
It's now a semi-yearly publication now, not really daily thing.
It's not very current.
Started daily, moved to weekly, then to monthly, then to, once every few months. Now we try to get it out once a year. But anyway, let's do it. Also, we've moved into the 22nd century because we have an app now.
Wow.
So you can read our articles, you can get breaking sports updates, and also hook up with like-minded singles in your area.
Gosh.
With our famous swipe right section of the Ribby Paltz app.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And it's great, man, it's great. In your dating profile, you can list your favorite teams, your favorite kinks. Mine's Ray Davies. You can also list your favorite preferred athlete to role play.
Gosh.
I've hooked up with 3 Celtics fans already this morning. They all played Bill Russell, and I played a submissive Luka, and it was just a lot of fun.
Okay, already this morning.
Kind of reminded me of when Marv Albert and I used to party together.
Okay. Oh, man. Those were good times.
He loved some dominating Bill Russell. He loved that. But anyway, check out that. You can go to your Yellow Pages and see if there's an app store near you. Walk over there and buy it. Do it ASAP as possible. All right.
How about this series?
I can't believe it, Giorgio. I can't believe I'm covering the NBA Finals for the 25th time.
Wow.
Now, to give you some perspective as to how long ago that was, I was covering the finals when Kobe was still alive.
Wow, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it wasn't too long ago.
In fact, I was covering the finals before Kobe even left Colorado. I was covering the finals when Magic was just a bug chaser, not a gift giver. That was a long time ago.
Chased it.
So now, live from my Boston hotel, the Hotel Marky Mark, very swanky, very chic. I'm doing this report. I attended the Mavs practice yesterday, and I got to tell you, they look pretty good, gentlemen.
Okay.
Pretty good. Markieff Morris was hitting all the shots.
Well, he's probably not going to play.
He was in his finals form. The Markieff we all know and love. So the way I see it, the Mavericks are just 4 wins away from dancing with the ring. Luka and Kyrie dancing with the ring. Jason Kidd and his fake glasses dancing with the ring. Oh, the Mavericks faithful gonna be dancing with the ring.
So you think they're going to win it?
They're going to win it all, Giorgio.
Okay.
Not only are they going to win the finals, they're going to win it all.
Wow.
And, hey, it's going to be great to see the Mavs tonight on that famous parquet floor, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
You like that tricked-up parquet floor?
I don't know if I like that parquet floor.
That what?
What?
Yeah, you kind of said that weird.
But, I guess that, and I'm not sure why it's a parquet floor. Is it sponsored by a margarine company or something? I don't understand that. But tonight is going to be epic. I'm going to be there. I want your viewers to watch for me back behind the Celtics. I'm going to be back there. And I'm going to be wearing my Mavericks jersey, since I'm covering this for only one outlet, really, you guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm going to be wearing my Mavericks jersey, and I'm going to flash the crowd like that Edmonton Oilers girl with the big double D's.
I don't think that's going to go very well.
Well, I'm going to be wearing my set of falsies. And so you're going to see my big breasts, and I'm going to put them out there for the whole world to see. As the Mavericks get a victory tonight, you guys make book on it.
There he is. That's the Ribby report from Boston.